National Broadcasting Company presents Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
E-A-O-E. E-A-O-E. Oh, almost. Well, hold everything. Will be right there.
Okay, okay. Just let me get a robe on. Coming, coming. Yes.
Yes. Yes, there's nothing like stepping out of a nice warm shower into a nice hot murder. The only thing in sight was the body of a man lying on his face. I didn't have to get any closer to see that he was very dead. Then I heard someone running down the front steps and out of the street, so, still being the kind of guy who's always interested in seeing what a killer looks like, I went down the stairs and out into the street. I landed on the sidewalk just as the sedan pulled away from the curb and dove into a hole in the traffic. I only had time to see that there were two people in it. Didn't even get a chance at the license. Well, a white terry cloth robe can be a little conspicuous at 11 o'clock in the morning on East 51st Street, right off Madison. So I shuffled back up the stairs, put in a call for Lieutenant Walter Levinson, 5th Precinct, Homicide. But it seems as if I was a little late. A neighbor on the way to the... A neighbor on the way down the hall had stumbled on the dead one in front of my doorway. Now, generally, a body in front of my door would be left alone to sober up. But this one seemed to be bleeding, so just as a precaution, the neighbor had called the police. All I could do was just stand around and wait for him.
Wouldn't you know it? Finally got to be right in his own building.
Yeah, Lieutenant, and she said it was right in front of his own door.
That's around this corner. Well, what'd you say the name of the woman was who turned in the alarm?
Myrtle Tibbles, the apartment next to his.
That's right, Otis, and she's a big snoop.
Huh?
I heard that.
What's that?
Myrtle Tibbles.
Now listen, Rick.
If you've got any questions, officer.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you.
Oh, shut up. Otis, go question her.
Me?
Yes, you. Go ahead.
I ain't no play there. I can tell you about that. There.
Lady, I know everything you're going to say, and a lot more.
Oh? Then come in, Captain.
Hey, did you hear that, Lieutenant?
Get in there, Sergeant, and question the big snoop, lady.
Yes, sir.
Snoop! Yeah.
Well, Rick, what kind of a bit is that? I suppose you're going to tell me you had nothing to do with this killing.
Well, I was in taking a shower when this gentleman decided to get himself shot in front of my door. I was singing, too. Would you like to hear what I was...
No, thanks. Hey, wait a minute. If you were in taking a shower, how did you know he was getting himself shot?
He rang the doorbell first.
Oh, sure. He wanted to let you know there was going to be a murder.
Listen, Blubbermouth, I was taking a shower. I stopped taking a shower. The doorbell rang. I went to the door. I opened the door. Dead man. I ran down to the street after the killers.
What about the shots?
I didn't hear any. Must have used a silencer.
Well, you say you ran after the killers. Is there more than one?
Two. I don't know who pulled the railroad trigger, but I chased two people down into the street.
Did you recognize them?
No, they didn't leave any calling cards.
Ah. Descriptions?
Man and woman.
Now, that's helpful. License number?
Too fast. Got lost in traffic.
In other words, all you noticed about them was a little less than nothing. I'm surprised you didn't forget to leave your head hanging in the shower. Yeah.
Oh, now, by George, Lucilla, that was a real dandy, that was.
Cut it out, Rick. Come on, let's take a look at the corpse.
Well, have you forgotten? You just sent it in to question Myrtle Tibbles.
Not Otis, I mean this one.
You better be specific. I've known a lot of coroners that get pretty confused when Otis was covering a homicide.
Some kind of a messenger.
Yeah, band on his cap says speed messenger service.
Here's his receipt book. Only one entry, Richard Diamond, Apartment E, 53 East 51st Street. Nothing else.
If you wanted any more, I'm honored.
Now, what the devil could he even deliver?
The reason he got shot, probably.
Huh?
Yeah, Myrtle. Oh, Lieutenant.
Yes, Sergeant.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, young love.
Myrtle, Miss Tibbles wants to know if it's all right if I stay for lunch.
Why, I think that would be real nice, Sergeant. How long do you think it will take?
How long, Myrtle? Not long.
Well, that's fine. But before you sit down and start feeding that fat face of yours, what would you suggest we do about this body in the hall?
Well, I'll tell you, Lieutenant.
Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Get out of here.
Coming, Lieutenant. Thanks, Senator Myrtle. Well, where to, Lieutenant?
Oh. How about the speed messenger service?
Right. Just as soon as the coroner and the boys get here and take over. You want to come along, Nick?
Well, sure, sure. The dead man was trying to deliver something to me. I'd like to know what was important enough to get him shot.
Sure, let's get going.
Diamond, don't you think you ought to change that robe?
Walls.
Yeah, I know, but what are you going to do?
Ooh. Gee, I only made a suggestion. You don't have to get sore.
Oh, we're not, Sergeant.
He can wear the robe for all I care. I only...
Thank you, Sergeant.
I don't give a damn if you look silly.
Otis.
Just because I make a suggestion...
Sergeant.
Yeah?
Will you do me a favor?
Well, sure, Lieutenant. Shut up!
So while Walt tore Otis to pieces, I did a quick change. And when the coroner arrived, we climbed aboard the squad car and headed for the main office of Speed Messenger Service. While Walt was getting the address from headquarters and the car radio, Otis sneaked on the siren. So in less than 10 minutes, we pulled up in front of the building at 31st and West End Avenue and barged in.
You on duty here, miss?
Yeah. Trouble?
What makes you think there's trouble?
When a cop car pulls up in front and you two jump in here like a couple of bill collectors, it's serious. Trouble, see?
A woman's intuition. Wonderful, simply wonderful. Tell me, dear, did your service send a messenger over to 53 East 51st Street, apartment D?
About an hour ago. Why?
What was he supposed to deliver?
I don't know. I don't remember that good, see?
Oh, well, try.
I don't get this. What's wrong anyway?
Well, dearie, your messenger ain't anymore.
Yeah, shot to death.
What?
Now try to remember what it was.
Oh, Mr. Cartwright!
Hey, hey.
Well, let her get Cartwright, Walt. Maybe he can tell us something.
Yes, now what in the world?
Mr. Cartwright, Johnny, he's dead.
Yes.
Those are police officers, see? They said he was shot to death.
Now, just be calm. Let me get this straight.
But I told you, see, it's Johnny.
All right, now go in the back. Get a drink of water or something.
Yes, sir, but I just can't believe it.
I am Mr. Cartwright, gentlemen.
Well, that's nice. Are you in charge here?
I am the manager. Now, what is this about one of our messengers being dead?
That's right. You any idea what he was delivering to 53 East 51st this morning?
Well, I... Why, no, but it should be in our record book. You'll have to forgive Miss Ogilvy. She gets very emotional.
Does she?
Well, let's see the record book.
Oh, it's right here. Here you are. Now, let's see, there, it was the first delivery this morning, as you can see. 53...
We'd like to know just what he was delivering.
Oh, well, I really couldn't say. I don't even remember what the item looked like.
Well, who sent it?
Yes, that I can help you with. Here it is. Last name Clark, first name Paddy. In other words, a man named Paddy Clark.
No.
Yes, odd first name, isn't it?
Mean anything to you, Rick?
No, something. A little vague. Name seems familiar, that's all. How about you?
I won't get a thing from it. Any return address?
No, just his name with instructions to deliver it to a Mr. Diamond at this address.
Well, don't you remember whether it was a package or a crate of bananas?
Yeah, we get so many things in here to be sent out.
Yes, Otis, what do you want?
201 over on East 48. Thought you might like to know.
You better take off, Walt. 201 to
five. Fine. Two homicides in one morning.
I'll finish checking here and go to my office. You can get in touch with me there.
Okay. Come on, Otis. Let's go.
Lieutenant.
Yeah. You can use the siren.
My, you officers certainly are busy, aren't you?
Yes, we officers sure are. Now, how'd you like to trot out that girl again? Maybe she's calmed down a bit.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. Feel any better, Miss Ogilvy?
Oh, yes, sir. Much better.
This gentleman would like to ask you a few more questions.
Oh, the good-looking one? Oh, sure.
If you're through with me, officer, I have...
You go right ahead. Go on. We'll get along all right. Alone. Only beautiful.
Honest, dearie, I can't help you a bit. I don't know nothing.
Oh, sure you do. Weren't you here when this Paddy Clark came in?
Honest, I don't remember, but... You got the most...
But you do remember what the messenger was supposed to deliver, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Well, what was in it, I don't. It was just a thick envelope. Why, it was... Listen, honey, I...
Anything
like...
unusual about the envelope?
I wish I could remember for you, but I really can't. We deliver so many things every day, but let's talk about something else.
Well, after all, there was no reason in the world why she should remember one particular envelope. So, making like a good cop for Walt's sake, I scribbled down her name and address. Then headed for my office at the corner of 51st and Broadway. I stopped in the lobby for my morning supply of cigarettes and was about to step in the elevator when a big fat hunch... That's right, hunch. grabbed me by the arm and turned me back into the direction of the tobacco shop. That's the place I've been stopping at every morning for the last 6 years. And it was run by a little guy with a twitch in his right eye. A little twitch and a last name Clark. And the first name Patty.
Back for something else, Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, Max. Where's Patty?
Oh, he called up the other day and said he was going out of town for a couple of days or so.
Oh, is that it? I've missed him the last couple of mornings.
You know, he got 3 stands to look after.
Yeah, that's right. Say, tell me, where's Patty live?
You want to see him?
Mm-hmm. Got a little business deal I want to talk over with him.
Sure. You know Patty. Anything to make a buck. Here. Here's his address. Read it.
Oh, fine, yeah. You got a phone?
Yeah. It's Skylar 49970. There.
Thanks, Max. One of these days, I may even buy a cigar from you. Funny how things like that can happen sometimes. The name of Patty Clark had seemed familiar, but I couldn't place it. Only because I'd been doing business with him every day for 6 years and didn't think to look that close. I grabbed the elevator, went upstairs to my office, and put in a call to Mr. Clark. Patty?
Who wants him?
Oh, no.
Rick.
Hello, Walter. What's new?
You know perfectly well what's new. What do you think I'm doing over here?
Well, now, let me guess. Rural homicide?
You know that's why I come over here. Now, wait a minute.
Yes, Lieutenant.
How did you get this phone number?
Patty Clark dead?
A dentist. Now, how'd you get the number?
I looked in the book.
It's not in the book. It's a hall phone listed under the apartment name.
I asked my Ouija board?
Pow.
Okay, Groucho. Patty Clark owns a cigar store in my building.
Why under the sun didn't you tell me that in the first place? You said you didn't know him.
I said the name was vaguely familiar.
All right.
How was Patty killed?
Shot. Coroner's on his way. Look, I'm not far from your office. I'll be over as soon as he gets here.
Mm. I'll have a candle in the window. Bye. The happiest people.
Something wrong?
Oh, no. Come in. Just filling my lighter.
Okay, I guess it's alone.
Hello, Mr. Diamond.
Well. And in came Agnes. And this was the type of girl easily recognized. About 5'5", with more curves than the World Series. And the one thing that really set her apart from the rest, a great big .38, complete with silencer. Her boyfriend took out a cute little .45 and leaned against the door while Aggie swayed over to my desk like a mull cobra.
All right, Diamond. Let's have the envelope.
Honey, could you point that thing the other way? My skin is beginning to crawl out of my shirt.
I want the envelope, Diamond. And if you refuse to give it to me, I really wouldn't mind killing you.
You know, I think I'd like to give it to you if I knew what you were talking about.
I hope we're not going to have to play games, Diamond.
Well, something like post office might not be so bad.
Grill him, Maggie. We'll search the place. He's got to have it somewhere.
I'll handle this. I want the white envelope Patty Clark sent you this morning.
And I thought you two got it after you killed the messenger boy.
Now, I don't know what you're talking about.
Seems to me I chased you into the street. Saw you climb into a car and take off.
The guy in the white robe.
So if you two knocked off the messenger boy, you must know I don't have the envelope. Too bad, but I didn't even get to the door until after you'd shot it.
We didn't shoot the messenger.
What was in the envelope?
You know what was in it. Go on, Aggie, show me ain't kidding.
Oh, shut up. We didn't shoot the messenger, Diamond, but we are going to get the envelope. Where is it?
Hey, the siren's pulling up out in front.
Why don't you search the messenger? You had a gun. You didn't have to worry about me if I showed at the door.
Well, we got an envelope off him, all right. Empty. Hey, what are you doing, Paul?
Taking a look out in the street. Hey.
Please.
Call car. 2 guys coming in this building.
Some of your friends, Diamond?
You say the envelope was empty?
What if they are some of his friends? What if they found Patty?
I told you to shut up.
Why'd you kill Patty? You knew he'd already sent the envelope.
Knock him off, Agnes. Hey, somebody getting under the elevator.
You keep your face shut, Diamond. Paul, get over behind the door.
What are you going to do?
Diamond, you stay right there at the desk. Say one wrong thing and you and a couple of more get there.
My.
Hello, Rick. I got over here just...
Good night, Lieutenant.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, what you mean is good afternoon?
Ooh. Believe me, Walt, I meant good night.
Hey, NBC is bringing you Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell.
Yes, dear sweet little Agnes had slipped out from behind the door and let Walt have it right behind the ear. He went down like a 16-pound shot in an elevator shaft. Then Aggie and her playmates started backing off. They opened the door, and Aggie, darling, pointed the business end of the silencer about halfway up my hand-painted tie. Whether or not she would have shot is anybody's guess. But along about that time, a very dear old friend stepped up behind her.
Drop it, lady. The other cop.
You can drop yours too, sonny.
Oh, Otis, bless your little pointed head.
You fool. Why didn't you look first?
Well, I forgot.
Okay, over against the wall. Keep the hands up high. Hey, how's the lieutenant?
Oh, he'll come around. Walt. Oh, Waltie.
Which one let him have it?
Agnes.
The dame?
The other one's named Paul. Come on, Walt. Come on, Walt. It's spring again. You know, birds and bees and all that sort of rot. That's a good boy. Fine, sit up.
Oh, my head. What happened?
What happened?
Oh, no. Walt, you've been crowned queen of the Fifth Precinct.
Who did it?
No. Don't look at Otis. He's been reading his Tom Swift, Ribed in the Nick. Look, there.
Huh?
Them? Them. And Otis saved the day.
What did he do? Wander in without his collar and scare them to death?
Agnes, she's the one with the sweater. Agnes crowned you.
Look, where did these two figure, huh?
Well, they're the pair who ran out of the building after the messenger was killed.
Put the cuffs on them, Otis.
Yes, sir. Okay, you put out your right and you put out your left.
And I'll be in Sing Sing before you.
And I'll be in Sing too. Yes, him.
Now bring him over here.
Go on, lady. Okay. Keep your hands to yourself.
Here's the artillery, Lieutenant. 38 special with a silencer. This 45 auto.
Silencer, that's enough to book him in itself. All right. You kill the messenger?
No.
How about Patty Clark?
We don't know who you mean.
They know.
That's your story.
And we'll take him down and book him. Happy now, Rick?
No. I want to know who has the envelope and what's in it.
Envelope?
Yeah. The girl at the messenger service finally remembered. Come on, let's take these two down to headquarters.
Well, they're still not talking. Did you find anything in the files?
Both have records. Guy's Paul Barrows. Agnes is his wife. One conviction apiece, May 1938. Suspicion of passing counterfeit money.
Uh-huh.
Convicted, did time, paroled. Oh, you got a fresh address on?
They've been living in Flatbush. Otis went over with some of the boys to check.
Good.
And here's some fancy news. Just yesterday, the FBI started watching all of Patty's cigar stores as possible fences for phony money.
Yeah? Well, then it ties. Come on, I want to take a look at Patty Clark's room.
Lying right there beside a couple of bags he'd packed for the trip.
Oh?
Four slugs in the chest. No struggle.
Anybody in the building hear the shots?
No, and the 38 your little girlfriend had wore a silencer, remember?
When did the coroner say Patty was shot?
About 6 this morning. What's that?
Oh, a little address book. Patty must have used the speed messenger service more than once. Look, see here?
Huh?
Here's the address and phone number. Now, Walt, let's go over and take a look at Agnes and Paul Barrow's place in Flatbush. See what Otis has found out.
Oh, hi, Lieutenant. Hello, Detective.
Well, thanks, Otis. You dropped your watch?
Turn up anything?
No, nothing much.
What do you mean by nothing much?
Well, nothing.
That's what I was afraid of.
Hey, is there an address book around here anywhere?
Over by the phone. Why?
Just getting my jollies, Otis. Love to look at new numbers.
I see your speed messenger service is listed.
Yeah? Yeah, right here on the back page. Walt.
Yeah?
Patty was killed at 6 this morning, huh?
Right.
6 this morning. You know, I wonder when he gave the messenger service that envelope. You know, the one addressed to me?
Well, the place wouldn't have been open at 6 this morning, so it must have been sometime yesterday.
That's right. And back in his room, his bags were all... Well, I think he wanted to make sure he'd be out of town before I got that envelope.
I'm way ahead. Hello, Henderson? Levinson. Find any plane or train reservations for Patty Clark?
Well, if you didn't, I'll show you where I keep that bottle of lighter fluid in my office.
Does that include me too, Diamond?
There's only one bottle, Otis.
Rick, Patty had tickets for a plane to California and then a boat to the Philippines.
Well, I'll lay you even money that Agnes and that Paul character didn't knock off the messenger or Patty Clark.
What?
All they wanted was that envelope.
Envelope.
That's why they came after me. And Patty didn't have it.
No? Then who has?
Oh, just stop sneaking up. Now, Rick, what about the counterfeiting angle?
Otis, go over and check on the speed messenger service. Mm-hmm. See if anybody could have pilfered that envelope and put another in its place or something. Be sure to call me.
Why don't we do that?
On account of her going back to the precinct and talk to Agnes Barrows.
Waiting outside.
Good.
And here's something you like. Ballistics says the .38 your Aggie was carrying is not the gun that killed Patty Clark or the messenger.
Swell.
Okay, show them in.
Hello, Aggie, darling.
I'm sorry I didn't shoot a hole in your head.
Isn't she a doll?
What do you want out of us? We ain't got nothing to say.
We'll see. Now, we know that Patty Clark was spending counterfeit money for you two.
Now, ain't that peachy?
Well, get the phone.
Yeah. Hello?
Lieutenant, I'm down to the speed messenger service.
Well, congratulations, Otis. We thought you'd get lost.
Well, let me talk to him.
Sure.
Otis?
Yeah?
Mr. Cartwright there where I can talk to him?
He's right here.
He isn't?
Yeah. I mean, he's right here.
Well, if Cartwright isn't there, put the girl on.
Cartwright is here. He's standing right next to me.
She isn't?
She? No, he. Cartwright's a he. Can't you get anything straight?
They've skipped?
Huh?
Whole place cleaned out?
No, there's plenty of people. Oh, now, wait.
Hold the phone a second. They've skipped the wall.
I'll pull out a general.
Skipped? Why, those dirty...
Oh, shut up.
Did you hear? Did you hear what he said? They skipped.
How do you know? You're going to take his word?
Henderson, put out a general on Cartwright and his girlfriend.
That dirty, no-good, double-crossing Cartwright! Look, kiddies, that guy's framed you two from the very first. Why don't you talk? The state will make it easier for you.
I guess...
I don't know.
Sure, tell him. We've been getting the runaround ever since he got us in this deal.
Okay.
Hold it, Otis. I said hold it.
Go on, Agnes.
Well, I don't know whether Cartwright killed him or not, but Paul and me sure didn't.
What about that envelope that Patty Clark sent to me? What was in it?
Counterfeit dough. Some of the stuff we make with Cartwright.
Why send it to me?
Oh, because Patty got sore at Cartwright and wanted to blow the racket wide open.
He was crazy to send it through the speed messenger service.
Sure he was.
Yeah, I think I get it now. When Cartwright found it out, he killed the messenger and had you two there just to make it look like you'd done it.
Sure, the lousy.
Otis.
Hey, listen, how long can a guy hold
on? Otis. You want to be a hero?
Huh?
How close is Cartwright standing to you at this minute?
He's about a foot away.
Well, just reach out and slap the cuffs on him.
Really?
Yeah, and something else, Otis.
What?
You may use the siren all the way home.
Oh, Rick, it's nice to have you here with your face in one piece.
Yeah, lucky, ain't I?
That's pretty. Why don't you sing it?
What?
Oh, no.
Let me get it. It's got to be wrong. Yeah?
Rick, I just wanted to let you know that Cartwright was behind the whole setup. Printed the stuff right down the basement of the speed messenger service. Rick?
Harold Abernacher speaking. Owner of the largest hog ranch inside of Little Rock.
You don't say.
Sure, Dad. What's the matter? You need an ear horn or something?
Rick, so help me if you don't stop this.
My name's Harold, Bud. Harold. That's my name. Now, you just hang on and let you mash your molars with a missus.
I don't want to mash my molars with a missus. I want to
She talks louder than I do. Used to call hogs a shop, you know. Lula Bell?
Harry! Having trouble with your hearing, huh?
Now, Helen, listen.
Calling me Harold? No, friend. My name's Lulu Bell. Maybe you got the same trouble like my Uncle Zeke. He used to stick a plug of tobacco in his ear overnight and always forgot it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we thought he's plumb deep till I started calling the hogs and shook the tobacco loose. Now, you just relax and I'll unplug you.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Work for Uncle Zeke. Hold on to your teeth. Sweet! Find any loose tobacco? Yeah, no.
Give me the phone. Good old Walt. I'll drive him out of his mind.
Fifth Precinct, Lieutenant Levinson.
What?
Oh, no. Now you listen to me.
Don't get loud with me, Grouchy. I just called up to find out what happened on the case.
Huh? Now, look, I just told you.
Oh, you don't want to tell me. Okay, be a sorehead.
I'm not going through that Abernacher routine again.
What are you talking about?
Lula Bell called Otis all the way in from a stakeout in Flatbush.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. If you don't want to keep me in on the know, just forget it.
Gosh.
What's the matter now?
Maybe I did have the wrong number. What a bunch of idiots.
Okay, so you had the wrong number. What about the case?
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems that Cartwright was really the one behind the whole set. Have you had any
mind? We've got to stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile.
Helen, is the boss still talking?
Wait a minute, Oscar.
Well, might as well sing another chorus.
We've got to stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay, stay, stay with people who love, love, love to wear a smile.
$100,000 in phony bills. We got the plates and everything.
You don't say.
Yeah, that just about ties it up.
Well, Walt, I'm sure glad to have heard all that. Oh, wait a minute. Someone wants to say hello to you.
Oh, yeah?
Sweet!
Walt?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
I've just heard Richard Diamond's Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Lieutenant Robinson was played by Ed Begley. Also in the cast were Virginia Del Valle, Willems Herbert, Lucille Meredith, Michael Ann Barrett, Carlton Young, and Frank Gerson. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Tonight's show was written by Blake Edwards, and the entire production was under the direction of Jack Johnstone. Dick Powell currently may be seen in the motion picture version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. There's more thrill-packed listening for you throughout the week when NBC presents other great adventure mystery dramas. Night Beat and Dangerous Assignment are two action-filled shows you'll want to make a steady date with every Monday night over most of these NBC stations. Yes, on Monday, travel the Night Beat of the Chicago Star with newsman Randy Stone. There's poignant adventure as Randy searches the city at night for an unusual and intriguing story. Also on Monday, join Brian Donlevy in Dangerous Assignment. As Steve Mitchell, soldier of fortune, Donlevy journeys to the corners of the earth in search of adventure, fortune, and fair play. Yes, now on Monday, hear two great adventure mystery programs, Night Beat and Dangerous Assignment, on NBC. This is Eddie King inviting you to be with us next Wednesday at this same time, when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Green Gill Theater stars Ginger Rogers tomorrow night on NBC.